Not Coming Back. Written by Me Interrupted, and read by Litra. A Chronicles of Narnia fanfic. With the pairing Lucy Tumnus, rated teen. Summary. My dear Fawn, we've looked everywhere. The animals are looking. The birds are looking. Gracious, even the trees are looking. They've left Narnia. They aren't coming back. Tumnus looked up, his sleep-deprived eyes studying Mr. Beaver. In the past 15 years, his beard had gone gray, showing his age, and the animal's movements were stiffer. Tumnus himself hadn't changed much. His lifespan was much longer than the beaver's. You're wrong. Mr. Beaver sighed and shook his head. He plodded across the room. My dear Fawn, we've looked everywhere. The animals are looking. The birds are looking. Gracious, even the trees are looking. They've left Narnia. No! He stood angrily, knocking the chair over in his haste. They can't be gone. It can't be! Hooves clopping on the marble floor, he paced from one end of the room to the other. We're just not looking hard enough. Perhaps they've gone to Colerman or Archenland. Have you sent messengers? Mr. Beaver sighed and righted the chair. Yes, of course we have. But the griffins have returned, and they're not there. Prince Kor was adamant he hadn't seen them. I think they went back the way they came. To spare Tumnus reached the wall and stopped, leaning his head against it. I warned her not to go. I begged, pleaded, but she went anyway, and I never... He broke off with a strangled sob, dropping to the floor. Mr. Beaver rubbed his paws together, unsure of what to do. Tumnus, my dear Fawn, it is a terrible loss to Narnia. To hell with Narnia, and to hell with Aslan! The Fawn's voice was strangled as he slammed his fist against the wall. Mr. Beaver jumped back, as if Tumnus had hit him and not the castle. You can't mean that! Tumnus sobbed even harder, shaking his head side to side. No, I... Of course I don't... He choked out. But Lucy... I never told her. Never told her that I... That I... Oh, I am a terrible Fawn! A terrible Fawn! Mr. Beaver moved across the room as fast as his aged legs would allow, placing a paw on the Fawn's shoulder. Tumnus, you are not a terrible Fawn. You never were, not even during the longest winter. Tumnus buried his head in the beaver's soft fur. She left me. And if I'd only told her, perhaps she wouldn't have. Tentatively, he patted the Fawn's curls and wished Mrs. Beaver was here right now. She was always much better at this. Told her what? Tumnus sniffed. I shouldn't have, you know. Should have found myself a nice lady Fawn or a nymph. Should have settled down long ago, but I... Couldn't leave Caer Paravel, not with her still here. Mr. Beaver wisely didn't say anything, letting the Fawn speak. He babbled on for several more minutes. It's probably better this way, Mr. Beaver, he finished. Better that she didn't know. Mr. Beaver couldn't keep his curiosity in check any longer. Tumnus, please. What shouldn't she have known? Tumnus looked up then, his eyes rimmed with red. That I loved her. Aslan, help me. I love her. The End.